You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Goldhawk Fights Back for You on AM 740 Zoomer Radio. Goldhawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740 Zoomer Radio.
October 1st, this is a special day for Zoomers all across Canada. Internationally, it's a day set aside for older persons as well, so it really is a huge event. Here in Toronto, it's being commemorated and celebrated at City Hall with a special event that gets underway in about a half an hour. And Moses Neimer joins us on the line now. He's the president of CARP and the founder of Zoomer Media. And you're leading a delegation there with, I guess, some pretty special messages, Moses.
Indeed, I am. I'm waiting for the appropriate moment to hoist the CARP flag on the ceremonial flagpole here at City Hall in Toronto.
And you have quite a number of people with you, a number of guests from City Hall as well.
Yes, the politicians are going to congregate. Old mayor of Toronto, Art Eggleton, is going to be here. Some of the councillors who are directly involved in the discussion of this issue, like Josh Matlow, who's responsible for, I guess, senior affairs in the civic government, and some other sympathetic city councillors. We're just waiting for them to gather now and some media in attendance as well. So far, it's mostly our gang.
But, of course, this is CARP and the, what, four chapters in the Toronto area. CARP chapters all across the country will be having similar ceremonies, will they not?
Yes, that's, I think, the achievement of the CARP office, particularly the little group that are engaged in building out our chapter system. We have community-based chapters from St. John's in Newfoundland all the way through to Victoria, British Columbia. They're doing the same thing more or less simultaneously.
Yeah, what I like about it, Moses, is the fact that it isn't just a day, especially if you're speaking of CARP and its efforts in advocacy, it isn't just a day to honor and commemorate older people, Zoomers as we call them, also to talk about the continuing efforts of Zoomers. We are still very much in this.
That's the outstanding message of our organization and the dawning realization in society. We're on the brink of a very brave and new world that people are just beginning to comprehend, this radical extension in life capacity and life expectation. So the challenges are just being refined, defined, and we're there, CARP, as representative of Canadians who are aging, to make sure that the guidelines that are established are worthy and appropriate, and that we meet this brave new world with creative policies and a sense of good fun. That's the other message I'm trying to get across.
Let's not forget that.
This is a time of life when people can have leisure and pleasure, but also creativity and productivity.
Yeah.
And give expression to this great desire that people in our generation have to give back.
Well, I must say, CARP has certainly come a long way in just the last few years. What's going through your head about all of this today?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I say CARP has certainly come a long way in the last number of years, and I'm just wondering, what's going through your head on this special day?
I'm worrying about the mechanics, I want to make sure this flag flies proudly and clear of any snags on the flagpole.
Yeah, you can never, you can never get far away from the technical aspects of some of these things,
well,
right?
No, Woody Allen, he says, that as long as you're worried about details like that, you don't have to confront death and dying.
Now, when you'll be physically the guy who raises the flag? You are, right?
Well, we're just working that out. I may be the guy who holds the flag as it's raised, and maybe some of the other heavy-duty guys here are going to haul the chain.
I see.
We'll see. There'll be a picture, I'm sure.
Yes, and I'm sure there'll be several pictures, I'm sure. Now, you'll be speaking to everyone there as well. Can you give us a bit of a hint of the kind of thing you're going to say?
Well, I'm going to wait to hear what everybody else says and see if there is anything left unsaid. I'm last up, apparently, and there are some very bright people who will be speaking before me. So
it's always best to bat cleanup.
Anything left over.
I say it's always best to bat cleanup in a row of speakers, isn't it?
Yes, indeed.
Moses, congratulations on continuing efforts at CARP, and have a good time, as you were talking about, and we'll be thinking about you there, wishing we could be there with you.
Well, thank you, and of course, we're doing it for you and on behalf of all Zoomers out there. I hasten to remind everybody, this is a good news story.
Yeah.
This is the culmination of human progress in education and in nutrition and in medicine. And so as we confront these challenges, we must remember that this is really amazing news, a miracle.
Thanks very much, Moses.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Moses Neimer, he's the founder of Zoomer Media, and of course he's also the president of CARP. Joining with other CARP members. This is open to the public if you happen to be in the neighborhood and you want to be a part of this. The four chapters in the Toronto area will be there as well, their representatives, and quite a number of other people, including Susan Eng, who often drops by here to talk about the advocacy part of CARP, fighting to... on all kinds of issues that are of particular importance to us older Canadians.
Goldhawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740, Zoomer Radio.